From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is trying to downplay congressional estimates that President Obama's budget will create $9.3 trillion in deficits over the next decade, saying that will not keep the president from achieving his goals. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The Congressional Budget Office says for fiscal 2009, the deficit will be $1.84 trillion. But the president's budget director and press secretary, Robert Gibbs, say Mr. Obama will still be able to focus on health care reform, reduce dependence on foreign oil, target clean energy and education, and cut the deficit in half in 4 years.
The president remains confident that he has put forward a budget that meets the critical investments that he thinks America must be making in order to move past the bubble and bust economic era into some sustained economic growth.
But there are concerns that the deficit figures could make it harder to get the president's budget passed. Maryland's Democratic Senator Ben Cardin calls the CBO's figures disturbing. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Federal appeals court today ruled disgraced financier Bernard Madoff will remain behind bars until his sentencing in one of the largest financial frauds in U.S. history. Madoff last week pleaded guilty to 11 counts of securities fraud and perjury in connection with what prosecutors maintain was a more than $60 billion Ponzi scheme. He is scheduled to be sentenced in June. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is concerned about computer hackers, sometimes from foreign countries, penetrating government computer networks, and for good reason. Nelson says unknown people have hacked into a computer network in his Capitol Hill office 3 times in the past month. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Senator Nelson says the attacks targeted workstations used by 3 of his staffers, a foreign policy aide, his deputy legislative director, and a former advisor on NASA. Nelson says the attacks are believed to have originated in China, and one of the incursions, he says, was serious. The hackers didn't retrieve any classified material, he says, which in any case isn't held on office computers. Nelson is a member of the Senate Intelligence, Armed Services, and Finance Committees, and he's not the only member of Congress who's been hacked. Last year, Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf revealed his computer had been penetrated by hackers from China. In 2006, a virus that originated in China infected computers in several congressional offices. Senator Nelson says incursions on congressional computer networks are up in the past few months. He's working with other senators on a bill that would establish a national cybersecurity czar. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Postal Service said today it will close 6 of its 80 district offices and offer early retirement to as many as 150,000 workers. Administrative offices being closed will be in Spokane, Washington, Manchester, New Hampshire, Edison, New Jersey, Erie, Pennsylvania, North Reading, Massachusetts, and Lake Mary, Florida. Combined, the post office expects to reap savings of $100 million a year. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 122 points. The Nasdaq dropped 26 points today. This is NPR. The 6th anniversary of the war in Iraq was marked with demonstrations in Baghdad and a number of other Iraqi cities today. Followers of the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr took to the streets following prayer services to demand the release of their allies currently being held at Iraqi and U.S.-run prisons. In Baghdad, marchers chanted "No, no" for occupation and "Yes, yes" for liberation. The protests came a day after a U.S. airstrike at a military hideout north of Baghdad. The U.S. says at least 11 insurgents were killed. Meanwhile, a suicide bomber struck today in Fallujah, killing 6 people, including an Iraqi police officer. A small army plane on a training flight crashed into the side of an apartment building in the Ecuadorian capital of Quito last night, killing all 5 people aboard and 2 on the ground. Sean Bodich has more.
Rescue personnel are still combing through the wreckage in search of additional victims. The twin-engine Beechcraft plane was preparing to land at Mariscal Sucre International Airport. It went down a few miles short of the runway in the upscale neighborhood of Guapolo in northeast Quito. Though a heavy fog reportedly blanketed the city at the time of the crash, the exact cause is not yet known. Eyewitnesses told the Associated Press that the plane clipped a house before slamming into the 6-story apartment complex. The crash set off a blaze that took firefighters more than an hour to bring under control. Among the casualties on the plane were the pilot's wife and son. For NPR News, I'm Sean Bowditch in Cuenca, Ecuador.
State Senate Committee in Vermont has unanimously approved a gay marriage bill that takes the state closer to having a law that would allow the marriage of same-sex couples. If the measure is approved, Vermont would join Massachusetts and Connecticut as the only U.S. states that allow gays and lesbians to marry. Legislature is expected to approve the bill, though Vermont's governor said he opposes it. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.